Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Inner Wisdom Radio. This is Mary Phelan, your host, and thank you for joining me today. Today's topic is on gossip and mob mentality and things like that. It's really quite an interesting thing. I've talked about this subject many times over the years and also studied about human nature and why we are so compelled to do this. And it is a multifaceted, multi-sourced thing. When we talk about gossip, a lot of times people have a hard time understanding like what the difference between venting, gossip, and spreading information is. And I would say that intent has a lot to do with it. If you are intending to vent, then you are looking for a way to express your feelings. Let's say you're angry at your best friend and you are looking to express your feelings to get some of that intense emotion out of it, so that you can look and see the situation maybe from another person's perspective, so then you can go talk to the person and straighten it out, just straighten it out with your best friend. But when there's no solution made or there isn't some intent to solve the situation, it turns into what is called toxic venting. And toxic venting actually makes the problem worse. It does not make it better. Science is proving this now, too, with the way our brain works. If you talk about something within the first so many days of it happening, it actually roots it in rather than helps it to leave and release. So if you find yourself at the place where you are very angry and at another person and you don't feel you have a right to talk to that person directly, and you feel that you must go vent to somebody, it's a good idea to check your intent. And if your intent is not to resolve the situation, then you may want to consider that venting is just going to make it even worse. It's going to validate the feelings that you're feeling. It's going to install them in your tissues and in parts of your brain that they wouldn't normally be stored in, and therefore leading to great resentment rather than a solution. Sometimes gossip is spreading information, and there are times when we hear something and it's great, especially in this day and age when there is so much information out there on the internet about holistic remedies, about spirituality, stuff that had not really been in our conscious mind for possibly hundreds to thousands of years. And so people get inspired, and you can see this in religious zealots, finding a great epiphany from the Bible, and therefore they feel compelled to tell everybody about it. And I think that there is a point on our spiritual journey where we do feel compelled to spread this word, spread this information, although sometimes it is like beating people over the head with it. So this whole aspect of us that feels the need to share information and to pass along information, that is something that probably served us well in our ancient history. It was a time when we had to keep together as a cohesive unit for humanity, even though we were spread far apart. And wherever the well was is usually where the people would gather to get the water and give news of the various villages and stuff that would converge there. And so it became a way of societies to link together and to cohesive together and stay in touch. Maybe the news is a derivative of this, but I would say even though that's in our genetic makeup, when it comes to the point where it is infringing on other people, then we have to use our higher reasoning. We evolved from instinctual creatures, and we love animals, and they're really wonderful, and it's a much different existence and all that. But the nature of man is that we evolved with our frontal cortex, which means that we can override certain instinctual things, like the chickens pecking the bleeding chicken to death, which is a very well-known phenomenon. As a matter of fact, a man invented little red glasses for chickens so that they would not see the red and therefore kill off that chicken. And we have evolved to the place where we can get out of that instinctual attacking of each other. That's what evolution is all about. That's what higher consciousness is all about. And it's time that we override those commands, that we are in command of our life. We're in command of our brain. We are in command of our instincts. And if spreading news is taking someone else's material, if it's passing off things as your own, if it's in the workplace, taking an idea your coworker had and presenting it as your own, then what is happening is it's that old tendency that we have coded in our physicalness and in our brain and letting it run away with you. Literally, it's hijacking you to the point where you are no longer at in the wholeness of your brain where you are seeing the bigger picture. Now, the third type of gossiping or mob mentality is when people feel that gossiping is a bonding experience. And it can be. It can be a very lovely bonding experience, particularly if you see the adult version of a bully that we call gossip, because gossiping is bullying to a large extent at times. When you see somebody gossiping and there is a group of people surrounding them, they have a certain power over everyone. And often, and you may have noticed this too, you get pulled into the gossip, pulled in, and not really knowing how to get out of it. And so then afterwards, you find yourself very uncomfortable, like, I got pulled into that. And what happens is the person that is gossiping can often seem rather aloof or judgmental. And so the people that get pulled into it are afraid of being the subject of the gossip. So they get into it. But then what that does is it leads them feeling empty and suspicious that they're going to be talked about as well. And so that momentary closeness is very much like those one-night stands that we think we're going to get something from but end up getting depleted by it instead. So that momentary closeness of feeling part of the group. I remember I worked in a place one time and I had a boss who really liked to do that gossip thing. And I'm not saying that all of us haven't participated in it. And it's not about judging yourself. It's really about learning more about how you work, how you can change it, and becoming better as a result of it. Well, she liked to talk about people's clothing. And one day a girl wore this, I thought, beautiful dress in, and she said, how can she wear that in an office? That's a cocktail dress or something to that effect. And I felt like, since she was my boss, if I made a stand and said, mind your own business, that would be the end of me. But yet I didn't want to judge that person's dress because I'm the last one to talk. I'm not a fashionista by any stretch of the imagination. So I realized that I had heard a quote from Eleanor Roosevelt that said, great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, and small minds discuss people. And I thought, wow, that is so profound. How can I elevate this to the level of ideas? So how I responded to that was, yes, isn't that wonderful that we have such a time in our history where we can wear anything to anywhere? And she said, yes, that is interesting. Come to think of it, I've seen people in overalls. And what I did was elevate her out of the discussion of people, and not even the discussion of events, but the discussion of ideas. And that is a way out, because I know a lot of people get trapped in that and not really wanting to be there in the first place. All right. Well, there is much more to be said on that subject, but I see I have a few calls here, and so I thought I would take the first one, and it's area code 240, and thank you for calling. And you're on the air. What can I do for you today?
Hi, Mary. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good. I'm good, thank you. My name is Angela, and I'm calling from Maryland. New to your show. I just found it online and was reading the description and thought, sounds like a great one. So,
oh,
It's off topic, so I don't know if that's okay, but when I saw relationship guidance on there, I thought, okay, this is just what I'm in need of right now. So I was hoping for a little bit of insight. I'm married. I'm 36, and we've been together, married for 5 years, but we've literally been separated for the past 2 years, and that is due to my husband's problem with alcohol. So I'm at a point where I was able to kind of get myself out of it because I got, you know, typical caught up in everything, and he became the focus of my whole world. So I've gotten out of that and gotten myself on a better path, and I'm a lot stronger than I was. I'm at the point now where I have to make that decision. Do I, you know, completely end it, or do I, you know, continue with it? I don't know if this is a relationship where, you know, it's a lesson for me kind of thing, and I'm supposed to get the lesson and move on, or if I'm supposed to kind of hang in there and a little bit longer. I don't see myself, you know, moving back in with him. I would like to see if he makes any kind of progress first, but, you know, it's kind of one of those how long do you wait situations.
Yeah.
I do still love him and have those, you know, feelings for him, and I don't harbor any kind of ill will or resentment towards him. I understand he has a problem, but why do you give up, really?
Well, you know, that's such an excellent question, because I think a lot of people have felt that in their own way with relationships, like, when do you end it? And we are at an interesting point in history where we're really at the crescendo, or the cusp of this wave of from the we and the whole group to the me. And I have said on the TV show Telepathic TV, which airs live in the D.C. area, so you may want to check that out as well with my partner Neville. But I tell people that we have to have a me-we tribe. Or come join the me-we tribe, because the me can't exist without the we, and the we can't exist without the me. And so I think we're stuck in the middle of that, where we say, here I am in this marriage where I committed to stay for the rest of my life, but I'm really not feeling like it's on my path anymore. And so we do have a lot of that confusion. And one thing I would suggest in this particular situation, I pulled some cards for you, and I like to tell people to always look at their motive behind things, and not the motive like, oh, conniving. I'm saying, what is our motivation? Because staying, what would the motivation be? And going, what would the motivation be? And more importantly, if you were to have created a situation like this, where you're not really in it, but you're not out of it, what purpose would you have created that for? And if you ask yourself that question, you may get some keen insight. Like, maybe this is an opportunity for you to explore your independence without having to really be involved in a relationship. I think that we are all experiencing the greatest amount of love with the least amount of risk. And so is this the place where you can get the most amount of love with the least amount of risk? So that's how I would look at it from your particular position. Is this like a placeholder for you so that you can explore that independence? Now, when I pulled cards, I feel that there is just like a lot of new things coming up for you, and that you're having a difficulty seeing things the way they are, which is apparent because that's why you're calling. And then it's talking about new profitable adventures coming up ahead, and you will succeed in those when acting alone. So I think the cards are pretty clear that I would just open up to what your spirit is calling you to do and not even look at it as staying or going, but look at that as just one thing on your path instead of that being your path. And that higher perspective will really open up. So in other words, you open up to your next step, and that will show you. But it does look like there's something with you going off by yourself and doing it independently. So I would leave you with that and see if that resonates with you as you walk in the next several weeks. I think you'll see some things opening up. Is there have you been thinking of moving or starting any new enterprise?
Did you say moving?
Yeah. Or starting
I'm hoping.
New-
I'm very much hoping. We're actually, me and my three children, staying with my sister right now, so we're all a little crammed in there. So I'm hoping something will come up.
Well, it does feel like, it does feel like that something is going to open up in it. And it's saying to leave partners aside because this success is yours alone. And I think that that's one of the things you came here to do. And as we discover ourselves, that's really the best insight we can have is what did I come to do? And it really does feel like you came here to do it yourself, to be building it yourself. So I'll leave you with that and let you ponder that. And please do call back in if you have any more questions because we'd love to hear from you.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. Thank you very much.
Sure, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, and we have another call, area code 267.
Hi, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Fine.
What can I do?
As far as my education to my career, where do you see me going and where do you see me going?
Okay, I'll pull some cards for you, and let's see what we get. Well, now that is kind of really an open-ended type of question, and I see that you're kind of split between what you think would make money or what you think you should do, and what you really would love to do. And funny thing is, I saw a guitar around you. Which sometimes
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I said I saw a guitar around you. Which
no, I don't feel a guitar.
Okay, well let me just finish saying what I'm saying. Which sometimes can represent what we love to do in life, like the person who is doing this very productive job, and he wants to be a musician or he wants to be a writer, and so I feel like there is a conflict between what you would love to do and what you see as productivity and earning a living. And the reason that that is significant is because sometimes that can hold you back in what you would love to do. And it is saying to, there's a possibility of a new position, new job, moving in a new direction. I think what that's saying is to really focus on what you're doing and resolve that conflict between it being what you would love to do.
Yeah,
if you could do
anything
in
music.
Pardon?
I do music.
You know, I'm just not hearing you. I think we have a poor connection. What I would recommend...
Hello? I do music.
Should you do music?
No, I do music. I write and I'm poor.
Okay. Well, I'm saying that is figuring out how you can make that happen, because the music was really quite a thing that popped out first. And now, what else were you thinking of doing? Are you trying to make it in
TV,
the music?
TV, radio, film. Hey, TV, radio, film.
Okay. Well, let me pull some cards to see what that's saying. Well, I feel like it's saying to be patient with this, that you have skills, you have talent, and that I think that there come a time when you are going to be recognized. And like I say with people that want to be a musician or a writer or whatever, that sometimes that isn't this real clear path, like becoming a banker or whatever, where this is logical and then that, and that really, if you get behind yourself and say, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to say no to that other stuff that everybody in my life is telling me to go do, and focus and say, this is who I am, you'll see that things really open up. And I feel like something significant is going to happen in a couple of months that will help you. And it might be a meeting of a certain person that you may feel a bit irritated, not irritated, but you might not feel like you click with them right off the bat, and it's saying just take a step back, hold your tongue, because they're going to be significant to you.
Right, ma'am, thank you. One more thing. Know your other people. I spoke to a great charity. It's almost 2 years ago. I don't see it Do you see it going anywhere? Because we spoke on the phone online, and I'm not an internet stalker. I like the conversation we had. Do you tell me where you see that going, or this wasn't meant to be? Because I'm so heartbroken by it, man.
Now, let me just ask you. I got cards of secrecy, and maybe not even like the whole truth being seen. So I don't know if it's because there was something else going on in their life or whatever, but what I would mm-hmm. see with this is it's significant to you because it's teaching you about yourself and that you are valuable and that you are lovable and not to base that on other people. But I kind of feel like that is a tangled thing, and that it's, oh. that you it's not really above board. There's a lot of secrecy there. And so that's kind
so
of what
me
I get.
Or her?
Well, it's probably going to be on both sides to an extent. But I just feel the union has that.
I'm too. So, I mean.
Well, I'm going to have to go into some. Because some other calls on the show is going to be over. But I tell you what, let me just say this real quick. I just feel like there is a lot of tangledness with that. And just because of lack of time, I can't really go into that further. But either she's seeing someone else or there's other people in this scenario that's going to make this tangled in. So what I would recommend is taking a step back because you're really on a path of self-development and then check into that relationship again. Just what I see.
Thanks.
So I'll let you figure out how to act on that. And I really do appreciate your call. Please call again. Okay, next one is area code 410. Okay, hi, you're on the air. What can I do for you?
Yes, I was wondering if you could tell me how much longer I'll be in my current job.
Okay, well, I'd be happy to pull some cards, but I will say that as far as timing goes in reading, I know that some people believe that life is predetermined and predestined, but I feel we create our reality, so it's better to know what do I have to do to walk out that door? Not when will I walk out the door, but how many steps do I have to take to get out? So I'm just giving you a little overview on how I view timing. Now getting out of your job is also an open-ended question. Do you mean when will you get a new job, or when would you be let go from that job, or what specifically?
I wasn't planning on being let go. I didn't know if that's in like possibility, but just when I'll be finished there and finished with that career and transitioned into my new career. So,
okay.
I guess that's
I'm having a hard time seeing hearing
you. I guess I'm wondering when I will stop working there and completely transition into my new career.
Let's see what we see from that perspective. Because I do see that you're really done with it and that you got what you got from it and that we are done with something when the moment we're done. And if we're not out of it, then there's something more to do in it. So I would ask myself the question, if there was something else that I'm to get from this, from these relationships or this scenario, what would that be? And you will find that, like, maybe it's to learn how to operate this or to forgive so-and-so or whatever that is. That's going to be a big key to this thing opening up. And then I feel, as far as the next movement, that the universe is really supporting you in this and that there are unexpected sources that may fund you or give you this extra whatever you need to make that step. And then it's successful accomplishments through your daily work and all that, and that you will, if you keep plugging forward and keeping a positive attitude, it will happen. And here again, I'm seeing something this summer as really being a movement forward between now and August, and that there might be someone coming to assist you in that way, whether that's financially, morally, or mentor-wise. So that looks like it's something pretty soon.
Wow. Do you think that it would be possible for me to transition completely this year? It's a financial issue, so that's I think what I'm getting out of this job right now.
Yeah, that's what I just drew the card that represents an end of a chapter. So I'm thinking yes. And that assistance that you're getting financially or whatever is going to be very beneficial. And it's saying to really look at any kind of thing that might be holding you back, like a belief that you don't deserve or something like that, because I think that is so much of what really holds us back. It may look like money, but there could be a part of you that's really afraid to fail and a part of you that's afraid to succeed in this. And if you just ask yourself those questions, I think that you'll find everything will speed up quite a bit. And it does feel like you really are ready. But the funding does appear to come in. There is an end of the chapter. It's saying to maybe look at how relationships in your life and how other people may feel something about this, and allow yourself to release that, and it will go quicker. But thank you so much for your call.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All right. So we're down to our last 3.5 minutes or so. So I want to thank everybody that called in, and to wrap up the topic of gossip. And just know that when you gossip, it really never turns out well. You never feel better. You have a momentary special feeling with someone, a bonding experience. And if you start looking for different ways to bond, like to talk kindly about people or to be helpful to people, you will find that your energy soars. The people that are out there supporting you and people will be out there supporting you and loving you, and that your life becomes much easier. And that, yeah, it may take a while to master the art of raising everything to the level of ideas, to get out of the discussion of people and events, and to get out of the peer pressure of mob mentality does not have to mean that you have to be the target then, that you can raise it up to a higher level. And also, if you found yourself having engaged in it, forgive yourself. And make an effort to say something kind about people every day. One thing kind about someone behind their back, because that will make you feel bigger about yourself. Because the more we gossip, the more we do that to other people, the more we live in fear of that being done to us. And so therefore, we start living our life based on what we think people will think and say about us. And it's no different than how life was in the 50s, or when those little small towns where everybody knew everything about each other. That's not a higher consciousness way to live. So all you have to do is make that commitment with yourself, because you love yourself. And even though it seems like it's going to take you away from people, it really leads you into better quality relationships. And as far as that toxic venting and feeling like I have to do something, I'm very upset, a lot of that stems from the idea that we don't have a right to speak and say things to people, or that people will, or the fear of confrontation in that start attacking us or something like that. So start being honest. Henry Winkler says, "I don't mind your honesty as long as it's delivered with kindness." So begin being very kindly honest wherever you can in life, and you'll feel more comfortable about opening up. Well, that's about the end of the show, and I'll leave everybody with a message from my Mary's Magical Message Cards, which you can find on my website, Telepathic TV, or maryfeeling.com, and the message is, the artist within you has much to express. Allow time for this in your day. So please do visit me. I have 4 decks of oracle cards. You can play with several of them online, and we do a TV show called Telepathic TV for the last 13 years, and it broadcasts in the D.C. area, or you can watch it live on Thursday nights at 8:30 Eastern Time on telepathictv.com, and there are many hundreds in the archives, and you can get us on podcasting and listen to my Meditation Break podcast as well. And thank you again, everyone, for joining me today. It was so lovely to talk with you, and I'll be back next Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Thanks.